Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The second baseman, John Kroner. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Allen. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Johnny Allen. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The right fielder, Dixie Walker. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Merv Connors. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. And now, play ball. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry takes first base on ball four. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Larry moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Trosky reaches second base with a double. Larry scores. Kroner goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Indians. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kroner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Connors settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Salters, who is chasing the ball. Radcliffe reaches third base with a triple. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Croner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Radcliffe scores. One out. It's 2-1, Indians. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Croner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Merv Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Larry hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Larry reaches second base with a double. John Croner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Croner bunts towards third. Connors fields it and throws to first for the out. Larry moves to third. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Trosky hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Trosky reaches second base with a double. Larry scores. Averill moves to third. It's 3-1, Indians. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 0-for-1 in the game. Salters hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Averill scores. Trosky scores. It's 5-1, Indians. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-1 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Hale reaches second base with a double. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pitlock bunts towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. Hale moves to third. One out. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Connors fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Allen, and towards Croner, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Radcliffe takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Appling hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonura hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Radcliffe moves to second. Merv Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors is 0 for 1 in the game. Connors hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. John Croner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Croner takes first base on ball 4. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 3 RBIs. Trosky strikes out. 2 outs. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Soltis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic, who is chasing the ball. Soltis reaches third base with a triple. Averill goes all the way around to score. It's 6-1, Indians. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 2 in the game. Campbell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Croner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Steinbacher pinch hits for Ted Lyons. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher strikes out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mulehaus now playing first base. Johnny Rigney now pitching. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pitlock hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Krivic, who is chasing the ball. Pitlock reaches third base with a triple. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Connors fields it and throws to home to get but luck. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Allen moves to second. John Croner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Croner hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 2 in the game. Krivic hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Averill, who is chasing the ball. Krivic reaches third base with a triple. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Krivic scores. One out. It's 6-2, Indians. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Solters. Appling reaches second base with a double. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Croner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Averill strikes out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got three RBIs. Trosky hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Moose Solters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Solters is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got three RBIs. Solters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Merv Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors is 0 for 2 in the game. Connors hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry misplays the ball. That's an error on Larry. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Connors moves to second. Larry Rosenthal pinch hits for Johnny Rigney. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal strikes out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 3 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Connors moves to third. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Krivic takes first base on ball 4. Sewell moves to second. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Connors scores. Sewell scores. There goes Krivic trying to get to home. Allen throws to Pitlock, who tags Krivic for the out. Two runs are unearned. It's 6-4, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Rosenthal now playing center field. Clint Brown now pitching. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-3 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hale hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-3 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Larry hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kroner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Merv Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors is 0-for-3 in the game. Connors hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosenthal strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.